The Pact has Zion of Sefer Dirayam and base. Here we have Baasha, if you remember, he was the king of the Yisrael, the northern kingdom. He builds up Ramah, which was closing the border, hence preventing the people from going to Yehuda. He enclosed Yehuda, effectively surrounding them, you know, blockading them is the correct word to say. Asa takes gold and silver from the treasury. Asa, remember, is the king of Yehuda. And he sends it to Hadad, who's the king of Aram. He says that Hadad, take back your bris, your pact with Baasha, attack them. Hadad did so, and he takes some cities of Naphtali, where he attacks them, which was enough to stop Baasha building what he was building. At that time, we have a prophet coming to Asa called Hanani. He says, he rebukes him. He says, you should have relied on Hashem. Hashem would have delivered, you know, the army of Aram into your hands as well. Asa was angry at Hanani. He actually imprisoned him. We have the final years of Asa's life. He has a disease that goes from his legs to the rest of his body. Despite this, he didn't seek Hashem, which is the king. Everyone should seek Hashem, but the king, especially in illness with everything he's achieved, he dies. He's given a royal funeral, which includes burning spices and some of his possessions. That seems to be an honor, a covered for the king. Burning possessions, no one else is going to use them.